B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Are you guys ready to have a little fun here?
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Beat Shazam. 5 seconds to name that tune.
Woo!
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducted 7 artists over the weekend. Mm-hmm. We only do 6 artists on Beat Shazam, and I can't forget about this lady because she's a legend, so I'm just going to play it because you guys never... We know who that is, just as an aside.
Carly Simon, right? Is she singer of Eurythmics? Is that right?
No.
Oh. She wasn't? Well, I'm thinking of Annie Lennox, which all I may have already... All right,
let's done. Let's start the game now. Charlie, we're going to start with you. All of these people were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this weekend.
That is Miss Pat Benatar. Hit me with your best shot.
It is. Are you ready for your first song on Beat Shazam? Yep. This should be no problem for you.
Look. I mean, I was up in Detroit. I was in my roots over the weekend.
Yes.
So I'm full Eminem and Lose Yourself this morning.
Yes, sir.
Mama Spaghetti.
Second round of Beat Shazam. Name that tune in 5 seconds, Charlie.
He's hungry.
That's Hungry Like the Wolf. Duran Duran.
Yes. Stop.
That was a genuine guess.
She's got to say it the right way, though, next time, Tad.
Duran.
Oh, now we're getting nitpicky. Okay.
Are you ready, Drex, for your next song?
Yeah, there we go. Now we got some Eurythmics and Sweet Dreams action happening.
Right. Lead singer Carly Simon, apparently.
Oh, no.
It's
Annie Lennox, right?
Yes, sir. Final round, the toughest round, arguably, of Beat Shazam. These are all people who are inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame over the weekend. Charlie.
If only I wore my shirt today. That is Miss Dolly Parton, 9 to 5.
It is.
Working 9 to 5.
Charlie goes 3 for 3 on Beat Shazam.
Finally.
So it all comes down to this song, Drex.
I don't believe that Lionel Richie was with the Commodores during this song, so I'll say just Lionel Richie and All Night Long.
It's correct. Tie on Beat Shazam.
All ties go to Charlie because she's filling in for Kara.
No, go to me because I'm slapping a bass during this song.
When did you realize that you married a caveman?
Oh.
What was the moment? My sister, my dear older sister, came down to visit us this weekend. And man, I was like, what a great sister. Like, she's coming down. She wants to see her niece and nephew.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to hang out with her brother, little brother. Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. We're going to have some fun in Georgia. She's from Vermont. And then she's here. And as she was here over the weekend, she had, before she got down here, installed security cameras like on the outside of her house.
Oh, no.
And she kept checking the security cameras. And what's going on? She's like, oh, David, it's her husband. David has some of his friends from Long Island in town for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, ah, I see. And as the weekend progressed, I understood number one, why my sister was visiting.
Was it not to see family?
No, it was to be at a safe distance from her husband and his Neanderthal friends. She'd be like, oh, they're starting a bonfire. Oh, no, they're starting a bonfire.
Jimmy's pants are off.
And so I thought, like, she's flying back this morning. Why didn't she fly back yesterday? It's because these guys aren't leaving until today. She literally scheduled her trip moment to moment around when these guys were arriving, and she's getting back like an hour after they depart.
She's only giving her husband an hour to clean up the house.
I know. To remove all of the, to get the blood stains out of the carpet.
A lot of trust.
So you're saying it should be a simple question to ask this morning. When did you realize you were married to a caveman? We haven't evolved.
No, you're not.
No. I mean, especially after that Georgia-Tennessee game this weekend. Like, what went down there? 404-741-0985.
My husband had this shirt that, oh my gosh, I'm getting hives just thinking about it. It was this Pink Floyd shirt that he would wear all the time. I don't know that he washed it because it smelled so bad.
Oh,
and
yeah.
As he was in school, he was putting on a little bit of weight, so it was getting a little tight, and I got tired of seeing him wear it. So we had a bonfire with some friends. I threw it in the bonfire. My very laid-back, even-keel husband, livid, so mad he wouldn't talk to me for a few days. So I went on eBay. I mean, this was years ago, and I looked for another Pink Floyd vintage shirt. Found one. It came quickly. I wrapped it up, gave it to him. It was a cutoff shirt.
Ha!
It was like a crop top. Like it.
Like a woman's shirt?
It was a men's shirt that was cut off. He's like, am I supposed to like wash my Trans Am while I wear this? Like, is this? Yeah. He just wears the most grossest clothes now. Just
realized you married a caveman when you realized that we buy one shirt, one pair of underpants.
That's it. Yeah,
that's all we need.
And they will disintegrate on our body before we're willing to get rid of them.
You say caveman, I say simple.
All right, let's get to the phones. 404-741-0985. We've also got this cooking on the Facebook page, B98.5 on Facebook. The question, when did you realize you married a caveman? At what moment did you realize you married a caveman?
That should be an easy question this time of year with all the sporting events going on.
Oh,
and
my gosh. My son, we watched the Dogs Tennessee game up in Helen at this place, Big Daddy's.
Oh,
it's rated the number one place for lunch in Helen.
Is it good? Okay. Moving on.
But the barking and all of that, my son kept on covering his ears at first, and eventually he came around where he was like, I think I want to go to Georgia. All right. The thing that your husband did or actually does that makes you realize that you are married to a caveman, Marion Canton.
I pick one.
Yeah.
I guess the one thing is when he is like super excited about something going on or just energetic, he chews so loud then. Like, he doesn't notice he's doing it. Like, if he's, like, really passionate about something and talking about something and then he starts chewing, it's so loud that it's, like, deafening. And I'm like, calm down. Calm your chewing down. Oh. Nobody needs to hear that mess.
The sound of somebody chewing is already bad enough without them doing it excitedly.
Yeah,
like
so do you, like, do you bring up bad things during dinner then? Like, sad things?
Hey, thank you so much.
You were talking about the one thing that your man does that reminds you of him being a caveman. Mm-hmm. I mean, what do we always talk about with cavemen? It's like drawings inside the cave, right?
Right.
Well, that we haven't evolved from that either. I was on a golf trip with a bunch of buddies over the summer, and we were staying at a hotel room that we're splitting with another guy. And I get in the shower, it starts to fog up, and there's a mirror in the shower. And my buddy had drawn the one thing on the mirror in the shower that will make any guy laugh. You know what it is, right?
Of course.
And so, of course, I laugh. And we leave and we come back into the hotel room and the woman is there cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, hey, I sorry about that drawing. She goes, it's the fourth one I've seen today.
Oh, my gosh.
You didn't clean it yourself, realizing that there was... half the fun.
That's a gift that you enjoy the rest of the trip.
Gift that keeps on giving.
Erica and Brazelton, when did you realize you married a caveman?
Smells everything. He will get home from work and take off his dirty work socks and smell them.
Oh, like he sniffs them to check?
Yes.
Just to see?
Yes.
He's like a dog.
Yeah, I'm like, you've been working all day. They're going to stink.
Well, he wants to, take in his own scent.
He sounds like he wants to save money on laundry, but it never works out for him. Everybody's too stinky.
Erica, I have a little bit of sympathy. Whenever I get money out of the ATM, I don't know. It's just, and because I don't go to the ATM that much, but like two or three 20s, I just like to get that scent a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. Like, at least he's smelling his own socks. You're smelling other people's dirty money. But you launder the money after,
for
right?
For sure, yeah. So there is some sort of a, yeah.
Keeping you up to date with everything happening in this crazy world.
Hey, what happened?
Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
Good morning. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. It's 827. Mostly sunny today with a high of 80, 68 in Midtown. Falcons lost to the Chargers 20-17. Was anybody not expecting it?
I mean, they're still in first place,
they're
though.
Number
which is
one.
Wild. Yeah.
Amazing. Powerball jackpot is a record $1.9 billion for tonight's drawing. What's going on, Charlie?
Dolly Parton was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame over the weekend and made an announcement that has a lot of fans kind of scratching their heads. That is coming up. But first, a story about an officer going beyond the badge. Last week, APD officers were dispatched to a public indecent call in Northwest Atlanta.
And when,
when officers arrived, they were met with a man wearing clothes that were too loose and didn't fit properly.
Well, obviously, that's not me. All my clothes are too tight.
Okay, we can close the books on that one.
Why is your pants down, man? Because you can't be walking around like that, boss.
So Officer Jay Wynn noticed that the man needed some empathy instead of a citation.
Because I can't keep getting calls about you walking around like that. Let me take you to Walmart. You want to go to Walmart real quick? I'll go buy you a pair of pants.
Oh, nice. What a cool
That's
story.
Amazing. Bought him some clothes, and now he will not get in trouble again. That's what we need
That's
in this world.
That's very cool.
A little bit of compassion.
Very sweet.
Okay, now how do I say this? Duran, Duran.
No, it's Duran, Duran.
Okay,
Duran, Duran. They're not German, Charlie.
Eminem, Dolly Parton were all inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame over the weekend, and Dolly took the opportunity to make a special announcement.
Well, I'm excited. I'm doing a rock and roll album. I thought, well, the time is right. You know, time is everything. And I had always thought I might do one, but I thought, well, why not now? I mean, with all the hoopla and all the craziness that went on around this. And
she had told the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, like, don't induct me. Yes, I'm not a rock and roll artist. So this is perfect.
It is a rock and roll Dolly album. So what exactly does that mean?
I'm going to do a lot of classic songs. I've written a few rock songs, and I'm going to have a lot of the icons sing with me.
Yeah, I was reading a little bit about this. Apparently, she wants to get Led Zeppelin to perform with her. She had asked Miley Cyrus, so I guess it's her goddaughter, to like perform some Metallica songs with her on this, and then she's got some of her own.
That actually sounds like a lot of fun.
I think Dave Grohl performed with Lionel Richie at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame over the weekend. So that just opens the door for everything being
anything
possible.
Anything goes.
Yeah, and if Dolly asks you to do something,
you say yes. Yeah.
You say indeed.
Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible. Can you do it? Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
All right, I'm going to be the one filling in for Kara here with the fun trivia game. We're sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical.
Hey, Lupe.
Hi.
In Woodstock, let's kick Tad out of the studio.
All right, go on. Go on now.
Get out of here.
All right. All right, Tad's going to leave the studio. We're going to ask you these five pop culture trivia questions. All you got to do is answer more right than Tad and win $100 of his money. Are you ready to play, yes. Lupe and Woodstock?
Yes, I am.
Question number one, Ashton Kutcher and Chelsea Clinton were seen running the New York City Marathon together over the weekend. Who's Chelsea's dad?
Bill Clinton.
Question number two, tomorrow is Election Day. True or false, John Ossoff is running against Herschel Walker? Question number three, Powerball jackpot expected to climb to $1.9 billion for tonight's drawing. How much does one ticket for the Powerball cost?
$2.
Question number four, Dolly Parton was officially inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame over the weekend. What state is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame located in?
Tennessee.
And question number five, after beating Tennessee this weekend, UGA is going to head to Mississippi State. What instrument do Mississippi State fans bring to the game?
Close.
All right.
Well, not. It's you're on the struggle bus, but it is okay. These are really
These are really tough on a Monday morning. Yeah. All right, Tad's back in the studio. You ready for the same questions?
I was just discussing with our phone screener, Dorian, the name Lupe, and he said the origin is Lupe is a Polynesian fruit pigeon. Were you aware of this?
Really? No.
That's a badge of honor for you, Tad.
It makes sense.
Tad, same questions. You ready for number one?
Yes, sir.
Ashton Kutcher and Chelsea Clinton seen running the New York City Marathon together over the weekend. Who's Chelsea's dad?
It'd be Bill.
That
Clinton.
Is correct. Lupe said that 1-1.
All right. Question number two. Tomorrow, election day, true or false, John Ossoff is running against Herschel Walker?
That is false.
Yes, that is false. Unfortunately, Lupe said true. All right. 2-1.
All right. Question number three. Powerball jackpot tonight, $1.9 billion. How much does one ticket cost?
It's $2.
That is correct. That's what Lupe said. 3-2.
Question number four, Dolly Parton officially inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame over the weekend. What state is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame located in?
It's in Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, okay. There you go. Lupe did not have an answer. Well, she did have an answer, but it was wrong. All right, 4-2.
And question number five, after beating Tennessee this weekend, UGA going to head to Mississippi State on Saturday. What instrument do Mississippi State fans bring to a game?
The kazoo.
I got a fever, and the only prescription... It's more cowbell.
Oh, it is so annoying. They'll ring it when they get a first down. They'll run it whenever they want.
I just played that bit for my son Sam on our way to drum lessons the other day, and he was like halfway through, and he goes, "Okay, Dad, we can go now."
Did you respond with,
"I gotta have more cowbell"?
All right, final score:
4-2.
Oh, Lupe and Woodstock, are you smarter than Tad?
Definitely not. But it's okay. I threw the game. You're welcome.
You listen to me, a Polynesian fruit pigeon. no cash, but you do get the tickets to Cirque du Soleil Curios, now playing at Atlantic Station, all right?
Thank you.
We play twice every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35. You can sign up. Just go to TadDrexandKara.com.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Wow, Carl, you need to get forgiveness from your fiance because as things stand right now, there's no wedding.
Yeah, it's really bad.
What happened?
So, yeah, my fiance and I live in separate places, and her lease was up at the end of last month. So we decided she would just move in with me.
Oh, so you both live in Atlanta. You just had separate apartments?
Well, no. I have a house, and she's in an apartment.
So her lease ends, and she moves in with you. You guys are getting married? That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. And it doesn't make sense to sign, like, a short-term lease, right?
Exactly. I own my home, and I've been working really, really hard. I finally paid it off.
Wow.
I've been here for 20 years.
Nice.
So your house is paid off. Yeah, why wouldn't she move in?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's where we sort of ran into a problem. When she moved in, I decided to print out the list of the bills so she could pay half of them.
Oh, so you said, hey, Samantha, you can move in, but you're going to have to pay half the bills.
Exactly.
And she wasn't too thrilled about that.
No, she was not thrilled.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, she was used to paying rent, so to pay half the utility, she's still saving crazy money.
Well, see, that's the thing, that she was paying very little rent because she had roommates, right?
Okay.
Carl, I don't want to be presumptuous here, but you say you've bought and owned a house for 20 years now, and she still lives with roommates. Is there an age gap between you guys?
Yeah, you could say that. I'm 48 and she's 25.
Okay. All right.
We don't judge here, Drex.
No, gosh, no, not at all. But there was an argument about paying the bills.
Yeah, and it really escalated, and I just said the wrong thing. I finally said, you know, I don't want to be someone's sugar daddy because I just don't want to be taken advantage of.
Okay.
And I imagine the sugar daddy comment may not have sat well with Samantha. Is that right?
Yeah, she was really upset, and so now, bottom line is, she's saying she's not sure she wants to marry me.
Oh, gosh.
Mm.
This is not what I was expecting. It just really escalated, and I was hoping you guys could maybe help me to call and apologize.
No woman wants to be told, like, I don't want to be your sugar daddy.
Yeah, and you're not my sugar baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So we're going to call her next, try to help you get her to forgive you, okay?
That'd be awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
You goofed. And now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Carl's house is paid off. He said his fiance could move in, but she had to pay some bills. That started an argument, which ended with the words, "I don't want to be your sugar daddy." And she has now left him, and the wedding is off, unless we can get her to forgive Carl. Carl, sit tight. She's not going to know you're on the line.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. Is this Samantha?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5. How are you?
Okay, what's up?
Well, we heard you were getting married, so we just wanted to call and wish you congratulations.
Yeah. Thanks.
Samantha, you don't sound excited. Is everything okay?
I'm not really excited. No, I don't know if this is what I'm ready to do right now, so.
Would you feel comfortable kind of sharing what your argument was about?
It was about money. He sat me down and said I was going to be responsible for half of the bills, like the insurance and the mortgage.
The mortgage?
I cannot afford it, and I also don't think it's fair.
Samantha, your fiance Carl is actually on the line with us here. This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget, and he wanted our help kind of smoothing things over between the two of you.
Hi. I'm just really sorry about the sugar daddy comment. I'm just sensitive to my generosity being taken advantage of. That's why my first marriage ended.
Did you just say your generosity being taken advantage of?
I just felt like I was sort of just being used for my money and stuff. And
that's in your first marriage.
Right. I worked really hard.
Okay. And I get it.
I'm not looking to take advantage of you. I just don't think it's fair to pay half of a mortgage when you own the house outright.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that needs to be cleared up here, Carl, is that you said you owned your house outright, but now you're asking Samantha to pay half of a non-existing mortgage?
I got an appraiser to give me a fair market value of what my house is worth and figured out what a mortgage would be. And I think she should pay half of that, what that would be. I don't see that as an issue, honestly.
You don't? You're basically just trying to take money off of me.
No, I mean, I was only going to make you pay half until we get married in May, like we planned next year.
What? You're saying once you guys are husband and wife, this imaginary mortgage payment goes away?
Yeah. Samantha, let's just say you move in and before the wedding next year, you decide you want out, right? Then you basically just took me for 6 months of free rent, and I'm left with nothing but a broken heart. I just think you need to have some skin in the game as well.
That's just a lot. Wow. Okay.
I just wish I was as bold as Carl is with this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
with previous.
But Carl says maybe he was taken advantage of in his first marriage and doesn't want that to happen again. I don't know if this is the right way to go about it, but.
Well, like we said, this is a feature called Forgive and Forget, and it seems like you guys have a lot to discuss, but we have to ask Samantha, are you willing to forgive Carl? He was apologizing basically for saying he doesn't want to be your sugar daddy. Are you willing to forgive him?
I love you, and I understand this is a hot button for you. So you need me to pay? Okay. I just have one sentence.
Wait, you broke up.
I just said I will pay the money, but I want to be on the deed of the house before I move in.
Yeah, I mean, once we're married, I'd be glad to put you on.
I just find this conversation to be so stinking romantic.
Right. Very, very transactional, right?
Well, he brought up all these bills and he brought up the mortgage and I have to have skin in the game. And what if I leave? Well, what if he decides to leave?
No, I love it.
And now I don't have a place to live. So no.
But I'm saying you only have to pay until May. I'll give you half off the first month's payment.
Oh my goodness.
It's like a promotion. He's running a
car dealer.
Yeah, right.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.